You're watching Left, Right and Center. We're joined by a very special guest, the Union Health Minister, Dr. Harshvardhan. Thank you, sir, very much for being with us. Today's a wonderful day, isn't it? It's a day with so much positivity, so many people across the country lined up to get their jabs. Are you encouraged by the numbers that you saw today, sir?
Oh, yes, certainly. Why not? You see, there was so much of speculation that the platform may not work, there may be vaccine hesitancy, people may not come forward, and so many stories of all nature were in the air. But I had checked the data at 8:30, just before being with you, and till 8:30 p.m., over 29 lakh people had registered on the platform. And if if one person registers, he has the facility of registering for four people of the family. So if you take the average at, say, one people registering for, say, even two people, then this number becomes almost 60 lakhs. And if you think that everyone is registering for four members of his family, then this number even crosses 1 crore. I think even with 29 lakhs on the first day, when in the initial stages at 9 o'clock, when there was this news that broke out with the Prime Minister taking the first shot early in the morning, and then within a few minutes we saw that the platform went down. But since 10 o'clock in the morning, we could correct everything, and it's a seamless performance happening on the platform without any glitches of any nature. And we are confident, and earlier also we were confident that being a very robust platform with so many technical and all possible scientific things, you see,
Dr. Harshvardhan,
technology is used
for we'll talk about COVID in a moment, but what you told us is very big. 29 lakh people have registered by 8:30 p.m. just before we started this show. And the actual numbers could be much more. It could be 1 crore because one person is allowed to register four people. So, you know, just by it could be as much as 1 crore people are on the system on day one. Is that what you're saying?
No, what you see, right now the data that I have is of 29.08 lakh registrations at 8:30 p.m.
Okay.
And you know that one person can register four people, including him. So I'm just taking a gross average that even if one person has registered two, then this number of people who have been registered for taking the vaccination, it becomes almost 60 lakhs.
Correct.
And if everyone is registering, say, for four, it goes beyond 1 crore. But I am happy even with the 29 lakh people registering for only themselves on the first day of the, strategy. I think this is a very good number to be satisfied about.
It's a fantastic number, Dr. Harshvardhan. What was your expectation before the day started? Before the day started, what would you have been happy with?
No, you see, we are confident, and we were sure that this is going to be a huge success. And I tell you today in your program that in the next few days or the next few weeks, you will see an exponential growth in this number. And I am an eternal optimist. I have always been positive and optimistic about whatever has been happening. Right from 16th January itself, there were so many issues raised about vaccine hesitancy and all. We fought it very strongly. We used every mechanism to clear the doubts. And ultimately, we could prevail upon most of the healthcare workers and the frontline workers. And now I think you can see that the very fact that in the morning itself, the Prime Minister, who has always led us from the front in the last 1 year, he is leading by example, and he is taking a vaccine about which so much has been, you see, created in the media circles by Politically vested interests and all. I don't know why, for what reason, what does it, how does it help them? There are so many things for doing politics and all the day you see on the television channels a number of subjects for doing politics, but there was no need for doing politics with this COVID fight. But in any case, ultimately, I am a firm believer in the fact that the power of truth and power of honesty and sincerity is unbeatable.
Yep.
And truth has prevailed. People have ultimately been able to realize that what the government of Narendra Modi ji is doing and trying to help the people is with utmost sincerity and commitment.
Dr. Harshvardhan, you've got these incredible numbers which you say will rise exponentially. But that also means that all of these people are going to be standing in line to get vaccinated. Is that a concern for you, that the discipline in queues and in numbers is potentially a cause of concern?
It is not going to happen at one place. There are, you see, the number of hospitals in the government as well as in the private sector, it runs into thousands, and it is spread all across the country. And moreover, every hospital has, in fact, on the platform, it has shown the numbers where it is capable of, how much number it is capable of vaccinating in a particular time. And if you will go into the nitty-gritty, all these appointments are according to the time schedule, etc. And all these factors that you are apprehending about, I think they have all been taken into consideration while we planned all those things. You see, this national expert group was formed in the first week of August, and what you have been seeing since 16th of January, it is the ultimate outcome of the hard work of so many people, experts, and all the officials and all the people in our health ministry, where they have been working round the clock for last many months and collaborating with all the states, bringing everybody on board, even at up to the district level, with the DMs, the district immunization officers, hospitals, everybody, and lakhs of people have been trained all over the country. So it has all happened not in one day. So every factor has been taken into account while planning. So I have no apprehension about the this particular aspect that you have thought would create problems for us.
Doctor, the mutant strains that we are seeing, the numbers even of the UK, the Brazil and the South Africa variant, that number has also gone up slightly. There is talk of a mutant strain in Maharashtra. And we are seeing this increase in numbers over the last several days in some states, five states, I believe. Is that something, is that the reason why you opened this up to the public?
No, I don't think it has anything to do with that. Let me, number one, clarify to you that as per the information and the advice that we have received based on detailed analysis and all from my own experts in the ministry and in ICMR, this increase in number of cases in Maharashtra, Kerala, or for that matter in few other states, has nothing to do with the mutant strains, either of the Brazilian or the South African or the UK strain. I think it is something which needs to be attended with the strengthening once again of the COVID appropriate behavior of the society, doing more of testing and following the standard strategy which we pursued all through the year, testing, tracking, treating early and all that with utmost commitment. And we have sent central teams. We are doing meticulous observations around that issue. All our highest officials in the government up to the level of the cabinet secretary, they have been in touch with the chief secretary. Health secretary is also in touch with everyone. We are following it up with the state governments, and I am very hopeful that things are going to settle. And this recent spurt in the number of cases and all, this is not going to be a permanent sort of thing. It is going to subside in a while, but certainly they have to be given more attention than the usual attention. And people should not be complacent. They should not think that the vaccines have come, the cases are settling in the country, we have the least fatality rate, we have the highest recovery rate, so therefore we can relax. I think nobody can relax. Nobody should relax, whether it is in Maharashtra or in any other state. people have to be very sincere about the COVID appropriate behavior. This is something which I have been pursuing all through the year. The Prime Minister has been talking about it, and I think we cannot afford to forget about it even for a moment, at least for a couple of months more.
You know, Dr. Harshvardhan, you would have seen how things progressed in Israel. It's a very small country. But there was a very sharp decline in the rate of infections after 28 days, or 14 days after the second dose was administered of Pfizer, which was what mostly, which was. So my question is this, 28 days later, when people start getting their second dose, plus 14 days when we start developing antibodies, people start developing antibodies, would we see a sharp, sharp decline in the R factor, the rate of reproduction of this virus? The question is, when would we see a dramatic change, even more than what we've seen so far?
You see, the idea of giving vaccination to as many people as possible is basically, it is to ensure that more and more people have antibodies against the COVID virus. You see, either you have to get the infection and then that's how you get the antibodies, or you have to get the vaccine to get the antibodies. And as the number of people who have got antibodies in the society, it increases, certainly we are, you see, strengthening our movement towards herd immunity. And certainly that scientifically that ultimately helps in a big way. And I'm sure that this that is ultimately the aim of vaccination also, to protect people at the individual level also, but to also protect the people at the community and the society level. So this is certainly going to contribute significantly to the development of herd immunity in our country. And that will ultimately help us in declining at a, you see, faster pace.
So, Dr. Harshvardhan, when will the other vaccines come online? For example, Sputnik had applied for emergency use authorization. They need to give some more data to you. I think Serum has something called Codagenix, which is in the works. There's Johnson & Johnson's outside the country with a single-dose vaccine as well. We still don't have the details on Bharat Biotech, the efficacy data. So when will we know more? When will there be more vaccines in the market?
You see, it may be difficult, or I would say it may be, I may not like to hazard a guess about a particular date or a particular week or a month, but certainly the way things are progressing, and so many vaccines are in various stages of development, from preclinical to advanced preclinical to stage one, stage two, or to phase three, and or to advanced phase three, or to application with the Drug Controller of India. I think as the things move further, certainly vaccines, they will gradually start coming in the public domain. But we can be, I can assure you that absolutely that at no stage are we going to compromise with the safety aspects or the protocols or the scientific backing that they require to be subjected to used by the people of India. So this we had not allowed even for the earlier two vaccines which are being given to the people of India, and we are not going to allow that in future also. But I expect that in the coming months we should have a few more vaccines in the market.
Dr. Harshvardhan, when will we get the stage 3 efficacy data of Bharat Biotech? Because it shows a lot of promise, for example, against mutant strains. How close are we to getting that data?
I think the Bharat Biotech, as far as I know, they have already, I think their trial is done for so many people now, and with so many vaccines being given to these healthcare workers, frontline workers. I may not know the exact date, but I think everything is in the offing now, and very soon you may have that data also. But as far as its safety and immunogenicity data is concerned, that was already available when it was put in public domain and given the emergency authorization.
Dr. Harshvardhan, the cost of vaccines obviously differs from company to company. Pfizer was, you know, I mean, it was prohibitively expensive for India. Very few people would have been able to afford it had it come into India, for example. But the price that you've capped it at in the private sector is 250 rupees, which ensures that, lakhs of citizens will get it very easily, even if they are paying for it. But will this be the price, going forward? Is this the fixed price for all vaccines in the Indian market?
You see, right now, we had to actually negotiate with two vaccine manufacturers and a group of, senior officers. They have negotiated this aspect with the vaccine manufacturers because ultimately we want to ensure that people are helped to the maximum possible extent. And that is why this price was fixed at 150 rupees and the private hospitals were given the, guidance to actually not charge more than 250 rupees. So 100 rupees is maximum there, charges for whatever they have to, system that they have to create for giving the vaccine, syringes, etc. So right now we have ensured, Government of India is procuring all the vaccines for the country. We have the finance ministry has made the funds available for us. The earlier the PM CARES fund was also available for the vaccination of the COVID warriors, the frontline workers and the health workers. And now we are providing all these vaccines after purchasing from the manufacturers to the state governments. The state governments are providing them to the hospitals in the government and the private sector. And I think all those who cannot afford even that much, they can go to any of the government sector. They get it free of cost. And those who can afford, they can easily go to the private sector hospitals and take the vaccine there.
So what you are saying is that you are going to be negotiating the price both with Serum and with Bharat Biotech going forward, that this number of 250 rupees in the private sector, in hospitals rather, is a figure for the moment. Going forward, that may change, and that it might change for the other vaccines coming online as well. Is that, am I understanding you correct, sir?
No, no, what I am saying is that we have already negotiated the price, and this price that has come in public domain or in public, public knowledge is the price which has been negotiated by the government.
Right.
And this price has been capped at 150 rupees.
Yes.
Plus 100 rupees is, you can say, the service charges by the private hospital, and that is also the upper limit. A private hospital, if it doesn't wish to charge even that 100 rupees, they can charge lesser. Some private hospital may say that we don't want to charge anything for offering the services. So this is what we have done after extensive discussions, and we have, in the larger interest of the country and the society and the people at large, have got this consensus arrived after discussions with both the vaccine manufacturers whose vaccine is available for public use right now.
But in the future, the other drugs coming in may be more expensive. AstraZeneca, for example, was always among the cheapest, if not the cheapest, internationally of all the vaccines. There would be others which may be a single dose. Johnson & Johnson, for example, if it were to come into India, would they be able to sell that at the price you're saying? Would the government negotiate a price with them as well?
No, obviously, as far as the government is concerned, we will always keep the interest of the people at the back of our mind. And it may be too early and too premature for me to be talking about some vaccine which has not yet arrived, which has not been either applied for approval, etc. So these are subjects which may have to be discussed at that time. But certainly we are going to discuss and deliberate every aspect which has to ultimately fall in line and has to blend with the people's interest in general.
Dr. Harshvardhan, the other key aspect of this is supply. Given the numbers that you're seeing, very encouraging today, going forward, exponential rise in registrations will happen. That means there has to be an exponential rise in people getting the injections as well. Do you have enough supply across the country?
Yes, there is a group of ministers and also supported by some of the senior secretaries of the government, of course, guided by the Prime Minister himself, and then, of course, the External Affairs Ministry also collaborating with, and we are trying to strike a very good quality balance between what is the need of the country and what we have to do to strengthen and promote vaccine maitri or vaccine diplomacy, what people call. But our Prime Minister has a very, very, you see, statesmanlike and very visionary approach, and we have always considered the whole world as our family. So we are looking after the interest of our people all across the globe also, and simultaneously not compromising with the interest of the people in India. So the type of balance that we have tried to strike right now, it will make sure that we are able to fulfill the needs and aspirations of our people as far as vaccination is concerned within the time frame which has been set by us.
Would you agree, Doctor, that one of the reasons why we are winning at this stage is because the cold chain and the distribution process is working? Otherwise, it wouldn't have gotten to where it needs to go.
You see, India has a very, very robust immunization program otherwise also, and we handle one of the biggest universal immunization program of the whole world, where we give 12 vaccines free of cost to our children. India also has the experience of having eradicated polio from the face of India, and of course it's going to be eradicated from the face of the whole world now very soon, with two more countries left with polio now in the whole world. So that polio vaccine had to be given to all the children of the country less than a particular age, that was 5 years, for years together, for almost two decades, and even now when we are already a certified nation, and we could manage giving this at lakhs of our, you see, centers with a minus 20 degree centigrade availability of vaccine. So we already have so much of experience. We launched the biggest measles rubella campaign, vaccinating almost 330 million people just 1-2 years back.
Right.
So we have this total capacity, and we have now, with the for the COVID vaccination, last 6 months we have been preparing, we have assessed the needs, we have augmented whatever was required with over and above what we already had in the cold chain. We have strengthened everything at all levels during the course of the last 6 months. So on the cold chain front, we don't speculate or anticipate any problem of any nature.
So, Doctor,
it
just one or
looked into very diligently.
One or two more questions. Now, you've seen what has happened in the United Kingdom in the last recent while with that mutant strain, and the fact that a lot of people just didn't follow instructions and the numbers went out of control. The mutant strain meant greater transmissibility. Now, we are seeing this rise in numbers in India for the last several days. Are you worried that we may see the numbers going up even more sharply than what we've seen in the last 1 week?
Now, personally, I feel concerned all the time, that I have always felt myself concerned all the throughout the year for every development that has taken place on the COVID front. But I am not worried. I am now confident about India's ability, under the leadership of our Prime Minister and with all the state governments supporting and working on the same wavelength for last 1 year. And I am confident that we'll get out of this also. And regarding this mutation and all also, we had been doing all this genome sequencing, etc., in our science ministries for almost 8-9 months. Even before we heard about this mutant strain, we had been doing genome sequencing in our biotechnology, CSIR and ICMR lab. So we are thoroughly conversant with the issue, and we will certainly be able to handle this particular aspect that has arisen right now.
Doctor, one last question to you. So many parents are actually messaging us and saying, please ask about our children. Parents want to know when their children can get vaccinated. The answer is not immediately. So the question first, number one, when realistically do you believe that children can be vaccinated? And B, aren't you concerned about schools opening?
You see, Vishnuji, please appreciate that these priorities have been fixed based on scientific data, scientific analysis, and the behavior of the virus over the last 1 year. You see, virus's history is known to the whole world only for the last 14, 15 months or so. And the decision to vaccinate as per priority has been taken based on all the scientific, you see, data, and also the data of the whole world, and of course the guidance given by the World Health Organization also. Our expert group had been working on this since August, and on based on all these scientific facts and figures, we had, put these priority groups in a particular order. So everyone is waiting for the turn. So after we have completed with the vaccination of 60 plus and maybe 45 to 60 with comorbidities, then will be the time to assess what else needs to be done, how do we go ahead, what is required. And I can assure you that everything will be based on scientific principles. We cannot do anything which is not based on scientific principles. And the health of the children and, of course, the school children is also a matter of great concern for all of us and for our parents as well as for our Prime Minister. My only appeal to everyone is that, you see, the biggest tool with all of us that I have been propagating all through the 2020 is this social vaccine. This mask, I think, and the COVID-appropriate behavior, the social distancing, and the hand hygiene, I think these are some subjects which we need not forget under any condition. And right. This is something which needs to be again and again re-emphasized with our school children. We have to tell our principals, we have to tell the parents that this is something, if we can really ensure the sanctity of this COVID-appropriate behavior in good measure, we are, I think, free from the risk of contracting COVID. That's right. Something which needs to be emphasized, and we would request NDTV, you have been propagating health messages so often with so much of commitment. You must, I think, keep the flag of COVID-appropriate behavior also on with the people of India.
Absolutely. So that's a message we'll keep repeating to our viewers on a daily basis. And the important one, of course, is that between the first dose and when you start developing antibodies, it's a long period of time. You get your second injection after 28 days, and only 14 days after that do you start developing antibodies. That's an important message which we'd also share. So one last question to you, and I know you need to leave. You know, people have been saying that they were registering today. The registration was smooth. They were not able to get an appointment because apparently a lot of the hospitals hadn't given COWIN, the system, their availability and their slots. Is this correct? And if so, when will it get fixed?
You see, I may explain to you that today being the first day, you see, many of our private hospitals, etc., they had not, in fact, put the schedule which was available for the people. So tomorrow morning itself, we are having a meeting with the states and through them with the private hospitals, and we are going to request them that they should try and put a detailed schedule, say maybe for the next 1 month or so, on the platform so that people have good quality options also. So these are not very significant issues. I think people might have faced some issues like this on the first day, but you are not going to face most of these issues in the coming days, and they will all be fixed properly. It is only because of the first day, some of the private hospitals and others, they have not been able to display what they are capable of doing on the platform.
Dr. Harshvardhan, it's been wonderful speaking to you, and thank you so much for being optimistic, exactly the way that you are. From day one to today, you've never lost hope, and that's what we need. That's what these vaccines actually ensure, and we will keep on our network spreading that message. We promise you that is what, something we will not cease doing. Thank you very much indeed.